Moving on to Iraq, where at least 40 people are killed and scores wounded in a series of attacks in Baghdad and the country's north. The worst attack was a twin car bomb blast that killed more than 24 people in Kirkuk. The bomb exploded in the market area in the center of the city. Medical sources say all of the victims are civilians. Meanwhile, another car bomb went off in the town of Kuzhormatu, killing 5 people and wounding 40. 3 separate attacks in Baghdad also left 5 people dead. Bombings in Baiji and Tikrit, both north of the capital, also killed 2 people and injured 6 others. Wilson Salt is a professor at the Lebanese University who joins us from Beirut to share his thoughts on this. Wilson Saleh, what are we looking at over here, especially with these spate of bomb attacks that have occurred? Basically, given the fact that these demos are being held against Nouri al-Maliki, are we looking at forces within Iraq, perhaps with some foreign intervention, that are trying to destabilize the government?
Absolutely, you are right. I mean, the Iraqis want to go into a democratic process, but unfortunately some of the regional countries, especially their master in the White House, the Saudis and the Qataris, are really financing and trying to inflame the situation in Iraq in order to destabilize the country, because for two things, because they failed to do something in Syria and topple the regime in order to do the changes in Iraq and in Lebanon from Syria. That's why I guess they went to Iraq in order to not to topple only the government and al-Maliki. They want to destabilize the whole situation in Iraq, and they did not like the situation that the democratic process in Iraq about to go into Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and these places. They did not like that. They want to really divide the emotions and they divide the people in Iraq in order to say, look what these failure states cannot really live, because they are killing each other. Actually, the Saudis and the Qataris are financing and making these terrorists attack these places, especially in the in some areas, the Shia areas, I would say. But also they would do that in Sunni areas in order to encourage others to kill each other in this manner. They would be masters of the region, or try to be intervening in Iraq. Turkey also has a kind of work in Iraq in order also to let Iraq take a position towards Syria and also towards the Kurds. Here we have a complicated situation in Iraq, but the Iraqis, I guess, their interest latent in their compromise and dialogue with each other to find a kind of a tranquil situation between them and to save their country. They cannot go in this manner because they are killing each other. I guess one of the main reasons Al-Qaeda and other extremists financed and helped by the Saudis are doing these things.
Very well. Thank you very much, Mohsen Saleh. We do appreciate that. Professor at Lebanese University talking to us. Thank you.